In looking at recycling, city officials considered alternate week collections also because it would have saved some money, $3.5 million over the 5 years of the contract. Instead, the decision was made to keep weekly collections for just under $3 million a year. The city's also looking at various programs and incentives to increase recycling as the city struggles to get the garbage collection fund to balance instead of being around $2 million a year in the red. Councilmember Richard Fontana is a strong exponent of recycling and says the city wants to make it easy to fill the green totes and the blue totes.
Best totes that are out there, the best possible recycling service out there that we can get. Now it's the residents' turn to come forward and recycle even more. Now, I'm not talking about people that fill up their tote every week. I don't want someone calling me saying, I fill up my tote every week. I do the same thing. So does Wingo and everybody else at the council. But for the residents that are not recycling or recycle very little, now's the time to recycle more so we could continue to afford to do this in the future.
Public Works Commissioner Steven Stepniak says the city recycles just over 14% of trash, around 15,000 tons, and diverts around 26% of everything, some at the curb and some later in the process. He says prices for recyclable materials aren't as high as they were, but they also save the $36 a ton charge for dumping debris into a landfill. Albany's planning to kick in some cash to help with the costs of recycling electronic waste, all those TVs, computers, printers, and every other device, and the city gets a lot of it delivered to a site on Seneca Street. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.